Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the program. Today we're going to talk about self-worth. It's a topic that, as I was loading this show and the tags, like very few shows are about self-worth. You know, maybe we talk about self-confidence or we talk about self-esteem. But we don't talk about self-worth. And interestingly, our self-worth is what we have the most control out of the other two. So let's talk about self-worth. In case you're new to the program, I always forget to introduce myself now that I'm doing shows pretty regularly. Hi, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy.com, and I'm an intuitive and a coach, and my goal is to help you create the life of your dreams. So let's talk self-worth. Okay. Self-worth comes from knowing yourself, loving yourself, and accepting yourself. And so, first and foremost, if you feel like your self-worth might be a bit low, and signs that it's a bit low is you keep winding up in situations where you're like, why? Or you set an intention and you achieve it and you're like, oh, wow, I didn't set that high enough. Or I was so focused on this, I completely left out that. Or you are always in kind of a state of, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, right? Those are signs that your self-worth might be a bit low. You might be in a low-paying job. You might be in debt. You might have people in your life who don't light you up. Again, those are all signs of low self-worth. And I can get in the boat right there with you. So don't feel any shame or judgment. Let's fix it. So let's go back to what I originally said. Self-worth comes from knowing yourself, loving yourself, and accepting yourself. So the key here, the first step, is to really get to know yourself. You have likes, you have dislikes, you have preferences, you have talents. You have processes that make you feel good. You have habits that don't serve you. You have ways of ridiculing yourself. I want you to take some time and really get to know yourself and learn how all of your insides to your exterior experience. And so it's very much, as I was writing these notes, my spirit guides are like, so essentially, you know, and you always tell them when they're dating, they need to date themselves first. If you're looking to attract love, you got to date yourself. So the same thing as you go through these, you know, to increase your self-worth, really getting to know yourself. So that is like being on a first date or a second date or a third date or even a fourth date where you're questioning the person and getting to know them and understanding the way they think and see the world. You're going to have to do that with yourself. This is not a time for being on autopilot anymore. Matter of fact, I think being on autopilot in your life is one of the reasons why your self-worth is low. And so increasing your self-worth is really about taking control of your life, being the driver in your life. Getting out of autopilot mode and saying, hey, I'm going to direct the course of this journey. Next step is loving yourself. I wrote a whole book on self-love, Journey to Self-Love. You can find it on Amazon. But it's deciding that no matter what, you're going to be on your own team. You're going to show up for yourself. You're going to be there for yourself. You're going to love yourself. So think of the five love languages and which one is yours? And then are you showing yourself that? So mine is words of affirmation is my primary love language. And I know that I have to be super kind to myself because the Achilles heel for someone who's love language is words, is all forms of criticism. So if I'm in any state of criticizing myself, I know that that is just lowering my self-worth, and all of that is a vibration, and it dictates what shows up, what you're drawn to, what you're a magnet to in your experience. So be really kind to yourself as if you were dating yourself. So love yourself. And then lastly, accepting yourself. You are who you are. You are not going to be a perfect creature, but you can still be the best version of yourself. And it is imperative that you let go of your judgments of yourself. Again, let go of the criticism. Let go of the disappointing yourself. You know, if you grew up with a parent who was a bit absent and they didn't consistently show you the love that you were worthy of, it can be difficult, because everything is learned behavior at a certain age, it can be difficult to really accept yourself and not judge yourself, right? Because there's a part of you that's been judging that parent. There's a part of you that has had to accept a great deal of disappointment and maybe someone not showing up for you or someone behaving badly. And so for people like that, you're going to have to do some work on your self-worth. And again, it's the easiest way to do it, the simplest way to do it, is to start dating yourself. Make time to be with yourself at least once a week. So if you were manifesting love or in a journey to self-love, I would say make time to be with yourself and really consciously take yourself out to dinner, make a dinner for yourself, really enjoy it, get to know yourself, inquire more. Why do I do this? What do I want? What would be my ideal outcome? And what we have to do is quiet all the exterior noise, all that we've been programmed and told, and really return to a place of center and return to a place of our soul. So having a high self-worth is meaning that you have a favorable opinion of yourself and you have faith in yourself and you follow through on what you say you're going to do. As I was writing these notes, my spirit guide said to me, well, the biggest one that most people that are listening to your show struggle with is they don't keep their promises to themselves. You got to follow through. I do these shows and I go with what intuitively is given to me at any given time. And consistently follow through has been the underlying theme. And so show up for yourself. Now, with that being said, many of you put too many things on your plate. You know, I say that to you a lot. Take a lot of that shit off your plate and focus on the things that matter to you most. And as you increase your self-worth, you're going to look around your life and say, that's not in alignment with me, and that's not in alignment with me, and that doesn't work, and I've been committed to that for years, and it's just a pain in my ass, so that's got to go. So as you find that center and that sense of control, that sense of being in the driver's seat of your life, it's not controlling, it's being in control of your life, your self-worth will increase. So to decide today that you're going to view yourself favorably, you're going to have faith in yourself, and you're going to follow through and get things done. You deserve to be happy, and you are in complete control of your self-worth. Self-esteem, as I was doing this research, is actually kind of based on how we perceive, how we think others think of us, right? So self-esteem is a bit outside of our control, but your self-worth is in your complete and total control. And that comes from, and I'll repeat it to you again, it comes from knowing yourself, really, really, really loving yourself and accepting yourself as you are. So just be kind, be loving, do what you say you're going to do, channel your inner badass and say, I am unstoppable. You are unstoppable. Anything you want to do, you can do it. You can create the result you desire most. You just have to believe it is possible for you, and you have to follow through and do your part. Trust your intuition, as always. Let it guide you, because that is your superpower. Your intuition is your superpower, and if you allow it to become a part of your day-to-day experience, you'll wind up in less situations that don't light you up, and you'll stop settling for crumbs, and you will receive more of the desires of your heart. So increase your self-worth, open yourself up to receive, and you will be amazed by what is possible for you. Affirmations, prayer, contemplation, those are all your friends in helping you create the mindset to support you being the person you want to meet, want to be. Journal. Ask yourself lots of questions, know who you are, and stop waiting. This is my last little note here. Stop waiting for something to happen and know that it is going to happen in the way that's most in alignment with your truth. Believe that what you want is going to happen and start taking actions. Act as if it is going to happen. So I love you. Take care of yourself. Until next time, I am Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And if you'd like to book a session, I'm always available to assist you in creating the life of your dreams. I can help you transform your vibration and make you a magnet to all that you desire, whether it's a new career, a relationship, higher levels of self-worth, a shift in your finances, increasing your confidence. I can help you use every law of attraction tool and be the best version of yourself. You deserve to be happy. 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 Take care of yourself.